We are requested now to listen, having given rise to the mind set on enlightenment. And this is to think that we shall establish all beings, as far as the sky extends, in the perfect state of Buddhahood. And that in order to do this, we shall listen to the text which was inspired by the Buddha Maitreya, that we shall reflect and meditate on this text, and thus fulfill this task.
Thank you. Sanjo Simba Tsorn Dene, Jitok de Yin Yin Namda Simchin Yanda Drova La, Jitinan and Yambani. Tetar Moja Sadar Dang Jamso Palang Miji, Chebar Kain, Sanje Dang Sanjo Simi Chetini, Jisong De. Tetar Sacho Bachuji Tail and Nebe. Jarvis Epo Sanju Simba Tinan Jupe Jarvis Epo Sanju Simba Tinan Jupe Tornden Jarvis Epo Sanju Simba Ti Zepam Tinete Dosa Simjin Jupe Tornden Jitoto Jitoto Tandela Nyamjada Jitom Nere Sabju Sanju Simbala Nyamjada Truba Yorio Ginger Tongbanyi Tongun Sundu Tope, then Yorio Ginger Tuba Tamjin Yavari Kiva Sorge, then Chunil and Yabri Yoka Tere. Jitoto, Simjin Jitonze Zihir, then you do Jokbutsorne Jitoto, Jitoto, Sim Yin Yonzo member Sebala, Simjin Yin Yonzo member Sebam, Simjin Jiton Sebala, do you know? Sebala tune, Pando Tarsimba, Pamba Tarsimba, the Tokan Tarsimba, the Sanjero, Pando Tarsimba. Te Yinkiba Zoba Sanjin, Namdang Yang, Durzer Churbe Simjinam, Durzer Sanju Sambati, Durzer Churbe Simjinam. Korva Dongaji Jamso Les, Siba Kamsong Korva. Then it Ya checking ten saba, Jamso the Chunsumba, Jamso Chimbo Tavale, Yan Taparas, Yan Tapar Drover, Corvo Dongale Drover Sebala, Jictinas, Jictina, then Jictin Jacana, Lunge Tropchens, Bezor Mabel, Lunge Tropchen, Junichep, Junichepes, Tam Lundrop the Junje Mabel de Coney, Nortinka Hero, Junichepe, Nabani Indies. Lunge Tropa than Jim Jeppe Nyabani in the Womber Heba Trogdam Womber Heba Trogdam Wang Jola Sobe Yuntin Jeberkin Nam Tobesero
Wang
Chu Sena Wang Jote Tela Wama Yobzilla Wama Jeva La Wama La Sopa Wang Josejure Womber Heba Trogdam Wang Jola Sobe Yuntin Cheperjinum to be zero. Yendon la Sanje dansong bateta mojes. Yendon la Sanje dansong bateta moje randon pando gayuntin la. Tune cheperkin to cheva in the penna sai, tinker chambotan. Tinker chambotan, do change cheper zamda. Janso chambotan palanke, miji chui cheper kain batezando. Zobe Sanje gentarsin be yuntin tang. Sancho Samba Sacho Belange in Dinje Chebarian Tetan the Chevani to Tapjin Baranzon Shabjin Munjin Pimbe so Sholoka Niji Sak Gobar Jobe Sancho Samba Bezo Dan Travatan So Yanda Rigba Tobe Sorten Batan Travatan So Yanda Rigba Tobe Sorten Batan Tetar Namka Soji, Sajobe Sajobe Sansin Yindon Teme be Yendin Tembari Jebe Jebar Zam Yudo Tajeran Gonima Yurikotam
We're on the fifth topic concerning the 10 levels of the Bodhisattvas. So the overall topic is the unchangingness within the partially pure state. And this fifth topic is entitled Donyi Drupi Chepar Tenpa. The explanation of the difference between the attainment, or in the attainment of the two benefits, is this refers to Donyi refers to the Rangdon and Zhendon, and this is the difference between the Bodhisattvas and the Buddhas. The verse goes as follows. The way the bodhisattvas act in the post-meditation stage is the same as the Buddha's. Both work in the world to liberate beings. Nevertheless, the difference between the Buddha and the bodhisattvas is as enormous as that between the earth and a speck of dust, or the ocean and the water in an ox's hoof print. What? Well, that's only because it's in the root text, and then it explains it in the commentary. Sachupala nepe jangshu sempa, sempe trinle jukpe tsul. The bodhisattvas who are at the 10th level, which is the cloud of Dharma, trinle jukpe tsul, the way that their activity works, and this is the way that it acts to benefit beings. Jetoptu, in the post-meditation stage, and Rinpoche said that there are two phases. There's the Jetop and the Namshak. And the Namshak is the stage when one is absorbed in meditation. And this means that at this time one has a direct realization of the voidness, the dharmata, and there is no yul and yulchen, there is no object and that which, and subject, that which beholds the object. But this is referring to the stage after meditation. Jen yongsu minpar chepala tene. Tene, in this case, is like in relation to their jen yongsu minpar chepa, in relation to their bringing beings to full maturity, or bringing others, in fact, jen, to full maturity, then the verb is nyampa nyiyin. They are the same, nyampa. They are the same, and who are they the same as? The pang tok ta chinpa dejin shekpa nam. The dejin shekpa nam are the Buddhas, and they're described as pang tok ta chinpa. Pang is relinquishment, tok is realization, and ta chinpa is literally to have gone to the end. So they are the ultimate state of relinquishment and realization. And the reason is because of the Hlunji Drupching Jun Miche Pe, because of their spontaneity and unceasingness, Jigtenna, in the world, and what do they do in the world is Dulchar Jurwe Semchen Nam Korwa Dungalgi Gyamtso Le Yangdak Patrul Drulwa. In liberating, and Yangdakpar is truly liberating or excellently liberating, it's maybe not necessary to translate it, in liberating the Dulchar Jurpe Semchen Nam, the beings who are in need of training, and to liberate them from the ocean of suffering of samsara. So the suffering of samsara is compared to the ocean. To give the whole sentence, the way that the bodhisattvas of the 10th level, the way that the activity of the bodhisattvas of the 10th level works is like, or is the same as that of the Buddhas, the ultimate state of relinquishment and realization in the post-meditation, or actually in the post-meditation phase, in relation to bringing others to full maturity. Due to their spontaneity and unceasingness in liberating the beings who are in need of training from the ocean of suffering in samsara. And the next sentence says why this is so. nun par shepe druktan wang chu la sope yunten che par chen nam topichir. This is because of their attainment, or are they, in fact, it's the yunten che par chen nam topichir, because they have attained the outstanding qualities, chepar chen, the outstanding qualities of nunpar shepa drug, or which include the six intuitive cognitions and the one chu, the ten powers, etc. And I'm not sure what these refer to exactly. I asked Rinpoche and I've never heard of them.
Being able to change their karma, their birthplace, and so on. And you can get all them in the Buddha in the chapter of the levels.
And this bit then, we have now said that the bodhisattvas are the same as the Buddha in relation to the post-meditation phase. And it then goes on to say in what way that they're different. But first of all, it says, Zhendun la, Sanji Dang Tsungpe. They are comparable to the Buddha in benefiting others. Murki you can either translate as although, if you put it at the beginning of the sentence, or as nevertheless, if you put it at the end. So nevertheless, Rangdon Pang Toki Yenten La Tene, in relation to the qualities of relinquishment and realization, the Rangdon, the intrinsic benefit, or the inherent benefit, Kepar Shintu Chewa Yin, there is a vast difference. Perna, for example, it's easiest to begin with the end of the sentence, which says, Chepar Yang Ded Sam Shintu Chewa Nido. Yuntengi Gichepar, the difference of between the qualities, and it says is as great as, and the way that it expresses as something as, is. Let's see, where does it begin? There's another sum to sum, and here we just got the sum at the end. Yang Te Tsam Shintu Chewa. So the difference is as vast as, or as enormous as. In fact, I think it's easiest to begin with Tsogpe Sanje Kitar Chinpe Yunten, Dang Zhangchu Sempe Sachupe Lamgi Yunten Chepar. The difference between the ultimate qualities of the perfect Buddha and the qualities that one has during the 10 levels belonging to the bodhisattvas is as enormous as the first comparison then. There are two comparisons given here. And the first is Saikil Kor Chenpo Dang Dultren Gi Kepar Tsam. Is as vast as the difference, this kepar is the difference, between the Saikil Kor Chenpo, the great globe of the earth, and Dultren is a speck of dust. The second comparison is Gyamso Chenpo Dang Langi Mikje Ki Chui Chepar. And the difference between the water, or between the ocean, the great ocean, Jamso Chenpo, and the water in the hoof print of an ox, Mikje is a hoof print, and a lung is an ox. And it's spelt wrong, actually. It should be Galata, Galatela, Nalang. Balang.
Balang.
Is this not an ox? Sorry, I missed that. It's balang. It's balang. It's not just lung. Yeah. Galatela, Nalang. Then to just give you the whole sentence again. So the difference...
Balang.
Yeah, they are comparable to the Buddha in benefiting beings. Nevertheless, there is a difference between the qualities, the ultimate qualities of the perfect Buddha and the qualities of the 10 levels belonging to the Bodhisattvas, as great as the difference between the great globe of the earth and a speck of dust, and between the ocean and the water in an ox's hoof print. Sheso, this is the term that we had yesterday afternoon, and this means sort of thus it is has been said according to the root text. And now this next bit is Jamjung Kontrol's own commentary. And this relates to the different systems of explaining the verses that have just gone. Dir, here, or in this case, in this context, Sadang Jartsul, the way of relating, or the way of joining, literally, to the levels. And this means the way that the verses have been related to the levels. The way the verses are related to the levels in this case, and then at the end of the line is Salparcepatarien, is according to the Salparcepa, the clear explanation or the lucid explanation by Kunken Dolpo, that's the word just before the Salparce, by Kunken Dolpo on the Tokme Drel Chengi Gongdun, on the intention of the great commentary by Asangha. So the system that we've just done is a system by Kunken Dolpo.
Kunken Dolpo-san. Ah. Dolpo-san, here is it, sir. There.
He was a gentle.
Mare korang tro korang la chulok chembu yere. Ah. Jorok jorok ye. Dobje chingda je ya ondu tujeng kolo korang ge chumta de zuo tujeng kolo re. Dobje chingda je yere wa. Jorok ye na ro tujeng kolo lu fon chen.
Shingda ji. He was then a Shentongpa philosopher. Yeah, yes. He was in fact the founder of the Shentong philosophy. And Jimba asked what system that he belonged to, or what system lineage, what school he belonged to. And is it there are eight great chariots, they're called? Shingtaje?
Shingtaje.
Shingtaje.
One of the Shingtaje.
Shingtaje. Nyema kadang lamde kaje. Yes, Jodo, Nidovina, yes. Reducing that, yes, you are.
So he belonged to one of the great
Tenam Janani, Jodo,
eight chariots.
Korang and Yamnin, so Tujung, part Tujung Colore. Tujung Colore, to Corso, one I hear.
Good.
Trotop Chambo, Keba Chambo, Jere. Korang, get out, damn you, do. Get out, damn you, do. zukpa la mato pan diba nende se pogiere. Kozo tonzo ki kondro bare tujin kolo. Kozo khata na ye ma yin ba papa ga dawo de. Diba po no yere. Munere. Tende se.
He can
put a belt on
it, just
went.
When you put a belt around his middle,
you
can just pull it to pull it so
that it's down, right? The dress is down, the dress is down, the dress is down. Don't look, you can't drop.
Don't
look. Don't look. Don't look. Don't look. Ben and also Malam don't want you by in the Malam Moshina, Menesena Kerati down on the Togamarawa, Hata Yamara, Malam the Tabati Kepa Dana, the Duyon Doka were at the Inna, Natsu, Tony Jeton Tom made the Malam Moshina Kepa and the Duyon Togamarawa. Kambala told me the Rotomar, Malam Moshina. So, got it. Yeah, they never attended. Got it?
Which one?
Did
you? Tell me,
did
you? Did you? Did you? Did
you? Did you? Did you? Did you? Did you? Did you? Did you? Did you? Did you? Did you? Did you? Did you? Did you? Did you? Did you? Did you? Did you? Did you? De lenyungre. Te ye yagate ne ko sarpota ne ye baso bare. Karre sa no kontrol rumbo chi ta ba chona ba tan thumbo yo bare. Ti re. Thundu che da yo re.
In fact, he wrote another commentary which is even more expanded than this.
This is an expansion.
This is this one. Aha, sorry.
Chonambas gombo.
This one is an expanded one of Chonambas. The next bit. We've then got another person who you can find out about. Tamchi Kenpo Rangjung Shop. Di Sure.
Kama Baranzong Dorje.
Rangjung Dorje.
Kama Baranzong Dorje. Tanjie Chenpa Sejiten Do Dang Nga Ri Ne Da Jie Ba. Chu Tamjie Tene Mung Som Dung Chenpa. Tamjie Chenpa Se. Po Kanjin Jong La Tene Te Mung Hi Tokpa Mai Ba Ye Ba. Kama Baranzong Dorje Do Jien Ra Wo Chie Ka Ma Jong Wain Se Re. Kama Baranzong Dorje.
Di Sumpa re. Sumpa. Sumpa. Yes.
Tamjian Jian Baranzong Dorje es. Kama Baranzong Dorje. Ngun Hi Tokpa Mewa Yeo Re.
He was the third Karmapa. And there is a difference. Right at the end of this shloka, it says, Kipar Tsam Yeo. There is a slight difference. But in fact, it's quite a major difference. And he considered, Shepa is to consider, that Nunji Penpe Sok Shlokin Niki. So the two verses, Shlokin Ni, which begin Nunji Penpe Sok, and this, according to my system of numbering, it's the shloka beginning, which is number 66. And he considered that it explained Gupar Shope Zhang Sem Bedsul Dang Tralwa. It explained that the bodhisattvas who were practicing at the ninth level are free from effort. And Sosu Yang Dak Rikput Tops. Is it Topetsu? Yes, Topetsu. And that it explained the way that they had attained the Sosu Yangdakrik, the genuine self-cognizant awareness or self-cognition. And this is different to the system of explanation of Kunkien Dolpo, because he explained this as being the eighth level bodhisattvas. And we've done five verses within this section. The first verse was on the first level bodhisattvas. The second verse was on the second to the seventh level. The third verse was on the eighth level, and the fourth verse, which is the one that we're talking about here, was on the tenth level. And the fifth verse was on the difference between the bodhisattvas and the Buddhas. So we're talking about this fourth verse, which, according to Kunkin Dolpo Sanje, referred to the tenth level. And that way, we haven't even talked about the ninth level bodhisattvas. We jump from the eighth to the tenth level. But according to this system of Tamchi Kienpo Rangjin Shab, there are 12 lines within this fourth shloka. And the first eight of these lines, which he calls shloka ni, relate to the ninth level and the way that they're free from effort and the way that they have attained the Sosa Yangdak Rik. And then he goes on to say, Deta namke sogi, so by the bit that begins Deta namke sok, which is the last four lines within this fourth section, the last four of these 12 lines. So this is Sachupe Jangsem Jendun Seme Pe Yunten Tenpa. So these four lines teach the Tseme Pe Yunten, the boundless qualities, or the Tseme, the limitless qualities. Sachupe Jangsem Jendun. The meaning, the benefit of others, or the limitless qualities, the benefit of others, of the bodhisattvas of the 10th level. And this is really much more logical, because this way he's gone through the 8th level, the 9th level, and the 10th level. So to put this whole sentence together, I think I'll just refer to this bit. The relation between the levels and the verses presented here accords with a lucid explanation by Kunkin Dolpo on the intention of Asanga's great commentary. There is a difference between the latter explanation and that of Tamche Kienpe Rangjung Shab, who considers that the two verses beginning as in the Ngunjipenpa, explain the absence of effort of the bodhisattvas who practice at the ninth level and the way that they have attained the genuine cognition. The verse starting, and then this is the next bit, Deta Namka, he believes is the teaching on the immeasurable qualities which benefit others belonging to the bodhisattvas at the 10th level. The only thing that is a bit confusing then here now is that in the first eight lines, it says that it talks about the freedom of effort of the bodhisattvas at the ninth level. But there doesn't seem to be any mention of the Soso Yangdak Rigpe Topsu. So I think we better clear that little problem up. Shloki di namla, Soso Yangdak Rigpe Topsu keche yomare, di chira kensu du.
Susu yanda topçal sitte den revek kapsı seyir var. Oyunca bebe onu. Oyunca bebe onu.
This is the, it's shloka 66, and it's still, it's the first eight lines within that shloka. But in a way that makes great sense. Either there, yes, either there. But there doesn't seem to be any mention of the Sosa Yangdak Rigpe Topsu.
Which one is it you're talking about?
I'm talking about this. It says that Ngunji Penpa Sok, the eight lines that start Ngunji Penpa Sok, talk about the Sen Zhangshu, yeah, and Betsul Dralwa Dang, Sosi Yangdak Rigpi Topsul. And there doesn't seem to be any mention of the Sosi Yangdak Rigpi Topsul within those ten. What?
In the commentary.
In the commentary, it doesn't. Or in the root.
In the layout. In the layout, there's a root.
No, precisely, but it's... This is what it... The Tanchi Kienpe Rangjun Shab considers that these two verses teach about the Sosu Rangdak, Sosu Rang Rikpe Topsul. And there's no mention of it in that verse.
Would you say it's either in the commentary?
This is the commentary.
No, no.
Maybe it's in
the top 10 to the door. Gaze. This is coming through. Di kien se du? So so young da rik pi top su. Drawa dang sawa nang da ke chi yong ma. Dang
sawa dang. So so young da rik
pa. Me te ge kum chen rang zong do ji ye ba tun du ye re se xie ro. Sa go pe yin di de sa je ba ka su ten ba de. Sa je pe yin di da go pe yin di ni xie yong du. Sa go pe yin di la sa go pe ka su Then Soso Yanda reloads a satellite below the Serva, Soso Yanda by the way, yet Totor Hegrova, Teda Jar de Kumjina Zondo Jisungu Yere, is it?
Mm-hmm.
O Terva.
Then it tam she came by Rangjun Shop, young Jalwe Jalwe Trisongi? Jalwe
Ranzon Dorje Jelama Dudonji Yosever. Dig up the Hegrova.
Yes,
Dudonji. Ranzon Dorje combat and do so, your essay, Madame Dickas, your Mara. Ranzon Dorje Gabba to your ass. Don't so so young tapareba. Nibet six so so young tapareba. Then caro.
Carichin is so so. So so
young tapareba.
Chudaton. So so rex is the chudaton so so mandi by him.
Mandi by ship,
right? Rare, chu. Chudan. Jersey ton that jersey did sick the so. Mandi by hit over. Hit up Chimboyon. What did you get it? Jersey, sick. Gyoze tong. Tanda te kato hie jie ya le yuman di namdang kor ka hie go song. Yuman nga su. Hie zang zuo te su sibo yore.
So in fact, although there is no mention of this Sosu Yangdak Pi Rigpe Tsul in this commentary, it's because...
Tuanda Sosu Mandi ban chien ba leng. Tuanda le. Sosu Mandi ba.
Tamchi Kien Pa Rangjun Shab, the third Karmapa, has written an abridged or a short explanation on the root text. And in this, he talks about the Sosu Yangdak Rigpe Top. And this is the four kinds of distinctive understanding, Madrepe She Ji, Madrepe She Pa Ji. And so I won't give them here, actually, because I don't think it's particularly relevant. Yes.
It seems then that when we start by the second explanation, the second plan,
mm-hmm.
starting by Detar has been the tenth level.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes. Yes, yes.
Then where do we have to stop? Should we take the two first line of the feet point, which is following, or not? Is it still the same subject? Is it still that the plan is stopping at the quality of... Is it still the same subject? Is it still that the band is stopping at the quality of accomplishing the two benefits? Or is it also the two first line of accomplishing the two benefits taken into...
Sorry, I didn't follow you.
First line of, in the way of freedom of beings, the activity of the Buddha in the world, and in post, instead of post-meditation, is like...
Uh-huh. No. That's the fifth... When it talks about Deta Namkar, that's the last four lines of the fourth section.
Only this...
And then the fifth section is on the difference between bodhisattvas and the Buddhas, and there's no discussion as about that.
Mm?
in tani kun ken dolpo sanji ki sul sagup yomare
sagup
sagup yomare
sagup ali de so yomara sagup da sa sa choba sa choba da gopa de nyam do son do nyam do son son so de ma son bara wa karra sana sa gopa de la choba yin tin per tumbo yero wa so de so so ye kale ka bo yero wa tin de nyam bo son ki do wa
It appeared at first.
Such a being in the Holoca, Holoca Sondoa. Taramson Dorjisons and Holoca Nite, Sagopal say, Teta Namka said, Holoca Chick, the such a being in Yamra. Sad it is.
It appeared then that the
Juan
Yamdosun,
yes. It appeared that the ninth level, according to the system of Kunki and Dolpo, had been forgotten altogether. But Rinpoche said that it's explained together with the 10th level because these two levels are very, very similar.
Dante Sassel. Reason. Yeah. Sumba, Dante, Joa me betsor de la Madabe, Joa Joa Nani. Ta mada ba ye de hi ning bol ngi wa me chor ta ta la mada ba san ju sem ne ka sun ju wa me chor te hi cha ba re ta sum ba hin da nam da ka sun ju wa me chor ngo lin ju wa me par te ba de sum ba hin da nam da ge ne ka na yang ju wa me ba chor la ni ju mi je jun sin do te ba tang ti dong je ba ri ba wo o ya ta bo sa ji ju
This whole topic in relation to the Buddha nature concerns the unchangingness of the essence within the three states. So there is the unchangingness within the impure state, within the partially pure state, and the utterly pure state. And now we have just finished the partially pure state, so we come on to the third main part, which is the unchangingness within the utterly pure state. Jintu nam da ki ne kab Nayang Jur Wame Petsul. The unchangingness also within the utterly pure state. And this has two sections. Gyurme ki Jutsen Dorten Dortenpa. The brief explanation of the reasons for the unchangingness and De Dunjepa Shepa, the full explanation of this. And then firstly.
Yaya. Tangbuni, Sitati, Tangbu de Carresena. Jurmeji Jimson Dorten Badere. Tangbu Jurmeji Jimson Dorten Bane. Yen Jurminda Mese Chudin, sir. Roger Simon Tami Murtog, sir. Ten a tato Nimi Muto, sir. Jimmy Chujang Mazer and Hinsers. This subject of Jindo. Jimmy Chujang Mazer and Hinser. The motor, the red dog, it's Jimmy Chicha Mazeran in Seresidu. Give me young Jimmy Chicha Mazeran in Seres. And it's a kid, you know. Jimmy Chicha Mazeran in Seres, then a daughter. Second, but Jig Lado, Jig Seno de Dudinha Cojimare. Yinger Minda Mede Marmese Chudinser. Roger Simon Tami Motoxer. Jimmy Chujan Mazer and Yinser. Ten a tad and Yimmy Motoxer, Sava Yin that you do by Hakosum. Oh, Sava Yin that to do in Hakosum. In a tandem, they saw one the Senna. Then Jimmy Chujan Mazer and Yinser said the chairs on the wall. In a dumb subject, the young Savati in that in Hakomare. He is on the Chuyen Kendo, Namdak and Nakap Chuji Yen, can't the very kick being in Botini. Hindo, Namdak and Nakap Chujo Cotenes, Hindo Namdak and Nakap, Je, Tarban Yidin, Chuko Tene. Lu Yin Tony Yindo, Jura Mimbe Dani, Tagbe. Dunjin de Pungbo, Lama Mabar Yang Yin de Bay Yingso Yingso Yang, Mazebe Tontan Bay Yun Dingy Chu, Se me banam da dembezero, tegin don roa tam jejem, mulove jamne jodo, jurba tembe tungin inde, semen tame ba mortuba me, morotuba, korvache se para jobe yundinam da dembezero. Tremam, tremam me be chuji yin tena, ta don korva tang, yang inle de ba niso me be rangin, jebe tungin inde. Tedaki, Nimek Dang, Pinola, number, Motobi, Dindang, the Embassero, Dindon, Dindon, Jigba, maybe, Chuni, Yungdonke, Tunjin, Nijang, the Ledan, Yumombe, number, Du, Mazepe, Ranginje, Yundinda, the Embassero. Yes, our song days. Takpa nyedin ji chuko tenes. Lu yin torne yin don jurwa mepe. Danyes. Lu yin torne yin don jurwa mepe danyi. Jurwa mepe danyi. Takpa ran yin jin des. Pumbu lama me parnyam nilin debi yin su yang mzebe ton tambe yun tinji chu tse me ba tang dembe se roz. Tandele tajur deba se ko na takpa nyi tinji chu kate chu jins. Njurwa mebe danyi jini de. Jura may be done in it. Pumbo Lama may be also young in the day, but near Capso and Tonta be in the day you say, Mabba. Tang, then be said, is it? They yend on Rowa Namjis. They yend on Rowa Tom, Jamulo, a jam named Chodo Juraba. Then between Jin days. They yend on Jura. Nantanda takpa nyi ting ji chukka dir hi nying bodhi chukins. Jam nyi chodo churpa tuin jing jang yin te. Korwa ta meba, murtoba meba. Korwa chisai para chobi yin ting da tempis. Hore, takpa nyi ting ji chukka dir chukin. Jam nyi chodo churpa yin te. Korwa chisai para chobi yin ting da tempis. Tremam may be chewing ten, do ta don kova, kova tang, young in the panisum may be ran yin, heber twenty in day. Te dog in ye make them pin on a number mudobe in the dembesses. Tagba, teta with Tagba needing the chuka de chuking. Conde nisum may be twenty in day. Konde nisum may be twenty in de Konde je Korbe chung dan yang in de be yundin la number yundin la number mudobe yundin dan dembe ser Konde je chung la number mudobe yundin dan dembe ser Tintin jigba may be chuni yung rong twenty in this Ledan yung mumbe mumber Do mazepe ran yinji yin din de debesel. Teta ba takba nyi dinji chuka chujin yis. Tintan jikba mebe yungdongke tunjin yin de leda nyumumbe ngunbar do mazepe leda nyumumbe ngunbar do mazepe ran yinji yin din de debesel. Oya.
Ani, tarnju chikpa dampola, drawa tongim, tongimende. Rāla, tāpa nī dōngi jī tēshī nīmbō shū chēn. Tāk pē yīn tē, mī zē pē yīn tēn yīn pē chēr. Tēnī rāluwa gārā rē. Rāluwa chāgī mīndē.
Kātāmbu chērā mā jōr chōgō, sājī.
The first topic is the explanation of the reasons for the unchangingness. Its nature does not change form because it is endowed with inexhaustible qualities. It is a refuge for beings because it endures to the end of the endless. It is free from extremes because there is no conceptualization. Furthermore, its nature does not perish because it has not been created. What we are talking about is Chu Ying Shintu Nampa Daki Nekab Chukiku. Chu Ying, the Dharma Datu, Shintu Nampadak Ginekab, the state of utter purity, and this is the Dharmakaya. And Rinpoche said that the Buddha nature is perfectly pure, and when the incidental stains have been purified, then one has the stage of utter purity. This is the topic of this shloka. And we're now going to talk about four aspects of its nature. The first of which is Lu Zhen Dorne Zhen Du Jurwa Minpe Dangi Takpe Dun Chen Yin. Dun Chen Yin I've translated as it has the attribute. Dun in this case I think we can say is the attribute. It possesses the attribute of takpa, permanency, or permanent existence. And this describes the root, which is dagni, the nature of jendu jorwamin, of not changing literally into another through taking on another form. So its nature does not change form by taking on another form. And this...
By giving up.
Is it dor is to give up?
To give up.
I always get muddled between lang dor. Sorry, I get confused between lang dor. One is to adopt and one is to give up, to reject. And this one, dor, means to reject. So it means to give up, to take on one form by giving up another form. And the reason is... Because, you have to go right along the line and then on to the next line, because it is endowed with chu mi zepe dun dampe yönten gi chu tse mepe nam, because it is endowed with inexhaustible characteristics, chu tse mepe nam, which are the qualities mi zepe dun dam, which are the inexhaustible ultimate qualities. And Pumpo Hlagna Nepar means Pumpo is the psychophysical constituents, and Hlagpa Nepar is without any remaining, without leaving behind, without the remainder of the psychophysical constituents. Nyangin le depe yingsu yang. Actually, I'm really...
The expense of this nirvana.
What? What does that mean, in fact? That they have the inexhaustible qualities?
It has the inexhaustible attribute. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Even in the expense of this kind of nirvana also.
That even...
It has the quality of the supreme quality of inexhaustible,
mm-hmm.
inexhaustible supreme quality, even in the expense of this kind of nirvana, this non-remaining nirvana.
What
because
is
for them, this complete extinction, you know, I think so. For the Arhatas, complete extinction, you know. Complete extinction means nothingness.
Should we get Rinpoche to explain that? It's
Tendu jyun me che par tanda de lama me par nyangin ne debe ying nyangin ne debe ying so yang me zebe yun di tse me par chukku yun di tse de me par de debe seris jyun che no ya me be seris chukku to yun du taro chukku yun di sanji me cha pa yore tela ten de zuka de shar sar ne zuka de su ten de korang yun di jyun che pa me par wa Nintu the Ranger, the Lami Dajon by the top Sadu, then it makes you up, Chokaban, but join chain over it. Then it Kansa join chair, but join chain over it. To do my rest. Lama may be yours in young England, then I young, Chuku Yundi. Tanda Sumjatan in the womb, Chuka Latin, the Zuka Yunga Yoruba, Yundi, Junje may by your rest.
Yes. The meaning is that they have.
Tapa him a taras, eh?
I see.
Yeah, but you chat so it is you chat no more. You didn't you chat me by you. You didn't sign you chat me by you. Data one hour. Oh, there you are.
In fact, now that I hope everyone's now sort of roughly got the words in the sentence, and then I'll translate it sort of better translated anyway. Translate it better. They have the attribute of permanent, existing permanently, or of permanency, the nature of not changing from, of changing form through rejecting another form, because they have the limitless qualities, which are the ultimate qualities, which are not exhausted even within the expanse of the nirvana, where nothing remains of the psychophysical constituents. And this means that the qualities of, one has attained the Dharmakaya, and from that one then possesses the qualities of the two form kayas. And the qualities of these two form kayas are not exhaustible. I think so. But yes.
32. 32 he did say. But he said just qualities.
Anyway, the qualities of the Dharmakaya are not exhaustible, whereas the Shravakas and the Pratyeka Buddhas, the Arhats, when they have realization, their qualities or the skandhas that they have are completely exhausted in their nirvana. There is hlakma mepa, there is nothing remaining of their skandhas in their kind of nirvana. And it's saying that these limitless qualities that belong to the Dharmakaya, which has its two kinds of purity, and not exhausted, even in the sort of the realm of the nirvana of the Arhats, where there's nothing left of the skandhas. So then, to put it into a logical argument, we take the subject as the Dharmakaya, which has the two kinds of purity. The predicate is that it it is has the attribute of permanency, and the reason is because its qualities are inexhaustible.
Its quality.
Uh-huh.
It has the inexhaustible quality.
But it's more like the qualities which can't be exhausted.
Inexhaustible and immeasurable quality it has.
Yes.
Even in the expense
expense
of the Thamala Vinyana Lindeva. So that means directly saying like that, indirectly explain that the arhata type of Thumbal Hamam Vinyana Deva is just a complete extinction.
Mm-hmm.
When the lamp finish, then the butter and the fire and the wicks, everything finishes according to their nirvana, according to the Shravakas and Pratik Buddhas. Unremaining or non-remaining nirvana, completely finishes. It is not like that,
mm-hmm.
right? Although it is also Pumbal Hamam Vinyanala Deva, but at the same time, it has, in this expanse also, it has immeasurable and inexhaustible qualities.
Mm-hmm.
Means it's not complete extinction. Because they have to act for the benefit of the beings. It is completely extinction, then how one can act for the benefit? Then the finish, you know. Continuity finish, Rinpoche says. According to Pratyeka Buddha's jhana and Shravaka jhanas, Pumbal Hamam Vinyana Deva means complete extinction. The continuity itself is finished. So, and when the continuity finish, then how one or which can act for the benefit of the being?
After these five skandhas, there's no remainder left in them.
Five skandhas means five skandhas. Even the consciousness included in this skandha. Yeah, that means complete finish, you know. Not only the gross level of the body and feelings and etc. But also it includes the subtle aspect of the mind also. Because that also aggregate, you know. That also skandha.
His belt around him. How has he managed to do this? Is this
for his end? No. He attained the Tongsuk Jiku. Tongsuk Ku means the body of the body of whiteness.
Is it a jalu?
Huh?
Is it
a kind of jalu, yes. It's kind of rainbow body, which appears but which is not solid substance.
This is a
Hinayana.
This is
not like that. They think that they finished, but
then they're still in this still, that's a different one. The Paul ki senta ji tongsu ki kudup de tongsu ki kudup de kera dum de ba thab do ras so ro ba ti te dang ma ma mi nyang le yang ni ke khare ras tongsu
ta kyura de kare sa ko ro Tongzo juko droba te lu thamar pe lu thamar pe shata garan yin te pa wo jaran yin ro ye re
ren bo bo
daro sanje ji koma tho yo ma re la mi nyan de se je te ni te ta de se na phong bo lama tsan ni me wan ro ye re sanje ji koma thong de phong bo tham je dan ro ra wa
the rainbow body has not achieved yet the buddha
tongzo juko de tong ko la so pa ka so sanje ma tho kon tongzo juko ro ya yo re yin ja song da ro ya yo re
What this is realized even at the level of Bodhisattva.
He's
not Buddha yet. Far away from Buddhahood. Don't suji kub di kub di kena maje. Satang botob di do thugre bana. Don't you musum taong di.
Ma thob da thob.
Thugre bana.
Thob da thob. Ngake.
Ngak kaps.
Tumong mai banyam ni sian ate ne do hero. Luje. Ya, tanya.
It's okay.
Then one, Tembele was asking, when does one attain this rainbow body? And Rinpoche said that one attains it even at the first state of realization, the first level of realization. The second of the attributes belonging to the Dharmakaya.
Namdo take a daddy him, but the Tombanijitomato, Namdok him, but take a tortoise, Malamda tortigre, Taron, Malang yang berangguk ini nak kangba tu sol tua dekir wa, tenrau. Ko zimba dekhi gundu tu ne, yang yang hehe. Tamar pekhi zimba dekhi
gundu.
Ina te tomi tenrau ben nengak dah koko kere. Malang tau la samu tama, koko kere.
When one has realized the nature of voidness, then it's like recognizing the nature of a dream, and at that stage you can just tie the belt round yourself and it will pass through you because nothing is of obstruction any longer.
In the dream it says that in fact he says in dream when we tie a belt so that should be it should go through, you know, pass through the body because there's no body. But however, because of the deluded mind, then when things manifest as real and we cling to them, so then it doesn't get not. Even if you tie bell in the dream.
Then anyone must realize that they could do that.
Yes, they can do.
You don't need to.
The Tongban Yi Ji Toma Toga Chepa Te Ha Ku Kure Te. Tongban Yi Toma La Ni Ga Ya.
You ask that?
Tongban Yi Na Tongban Yi Toga. Tongban Yi Toba Da. Tongban Yi Ngon Som Tu Toba La Chepa Ya. Tongban Yi Chiran So Ha Ku Ya. Tongban Yi Toba Da. Tongban Yi Ngon Som Tu Toba La Chepa Ya. Ha Ku Song Ya. Na Tongban Yi Toga Su Se Chua. Ya Ya. Tan Yi Go.
Not translate. Okay. The second attribute. The second attribute to change the subject is the attribute of temper. And I think there's a misprint here. I think it should be spelt differently. Dear Bao Ratatana Tengo Gidu. Some Gidu.
No.
The second attribute is attribute of temper, of constancy. And this is described as, it begins in the same way. Drowa tanchi ki milue kyapne chokdu jorpa. It is the supreme refuge, kyabne, and it's milue kyabne, supreme reliable or dependable refuge of all beings. And the reason is, chime ta mepa mur mor tukpe korwa jisi par kyope yente nam dang denpe chir. Because it possesses the quality of protection. And the duration of its protection is chime tame. This is like tokmamepe tame. Without beginningless time, it's without the end, without a final end. Ta is like limit or end. And chime, final end. Without a final end. And this mur tukpa, mur is mu by itself is again limit, and mur is to the limit, and tukpa is to touch or to reach, and so this is reaching to the end of the endless, the final endlessness. So this is really just saying it just reaches to the very endlessness of time. And korwa is samsara, and jisi par is up until the end, or until this limitless end of samsara. Then the logical argument in this case is again taking the subject, the Dharmakaya with the two kinds of purities. The predicate that it is endowed with the attribute of constancy, i.e. it is a refuge for the limitless, for all the beings. And the reason is because it gives protection until for as long as samsara lasts, but which is endless, until the endlessness of samsara, of jiwe dun, at the attribute of peace. And this is drimman mepi chu ying de, so it's repeated the subject, the dharma dhatu which is immaculate, du taktu korwa dang nyangen le depa nisu mepa trangjin. It has the attribute of peace, the nature which is devoid of the two, and these two is korwa dang nyangen depa, so it's devoid of samsara and nirvana, and du taktu at all times. And the reason is, dedaki nye mik dang penyun la nampa mik tok pe yun ten dang den pichir. Because it is endowed with a quality of non-conceptualization regarding the nye mik, the defects, that which is bad, and the penyun, the advantages of these, dedaki, i.e. of samsara and nirvana. I think it's hardly worth doing the logical argument because it's pretty self-explanatory. And the fourth one is, it is endowed with the attribute of yungdrung, yungdrung idun chen yi kyang yin. It also has the attribute of indestructibility. And this is tendu jigpa mepe chu, the characteristic of not being, this is another word for destructible, jigpa, is not destroyed, tendu, ever. And the reason is, ledang nyun mung pe, ngun par du ma che pe rangjing gi yun ten dan jen pe chir, because it is endowed with the quality of having a nature which is uncreated, or and ngun par, really uncreated, actually uncreated, by actions and emotions. Ti kapsu kab jila. How do you say? It's relating them always to the arhats, to the Shravakas and Pratyeka Buddhas, isn't it? In all these four instances. Will you ask him that? I mean, it's always in comparison to the arhats. It's saying because it has the quality of being uncompounded, of uncreated, by sort of actions and emotions. So all these things sort of relate to the arhats. Like the first one was, it has its qualities are inexhaustible, sort of in this, even in the space of. Yes. Of the arhat.
The jumzen shi duwa sen.
Jumzen yin.
Sigar khang de sen di da chum ba dang. Da chum ba le che de pha. Da chum ba le che de pha go den ge re. Da chum ba de pe sha de le che de pha go den ge re. Kan de so. De dan re wa yor yo ma. Pen na phung bo thamo me nyang an de wa yor ba. Da chum be phung bo thamo me nyang an do yin de dang da chum be lo ro. Dē yīng sū yāng āni pē mī sē pē tēng tēm yōn dē tsē mē bē yō sī gō rō mō
sī. Rē rē.
Dē nāng xīn xēn tā tū rē rē mā rē sī. Nyēn tū rāng yāl
chār
gō rē mā rē sī. Nyēn tū rāng yāl. Chār tē, tē lē kē tā pā pā.
Chē pā rā pā pā rē wā?
Yes.
Chē pā rā pā pā rē dē yō.
Sū pē rē tū.
Chē pā rā pā pā kō kō
rē. And what I was asking was whether in these four cases that we've just given,
in relation to this,
it's always in relation to the Shravakas and Arhats, and Rinpoche said yes. In a sense, it's saying why they are superior. It's saying what the quality is and why it has this quality, or it's describing the quality in relation to the Shravakas and Arhats to which it's superior.
Then it's also the ordinary belief, because yeah. For example, it says korva and nyanga nidhyanta.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
I mean, if it's unchanging and impermanent, it's
compared to that.
Yes.
Shmita mithra kvartya yunga nidhyanta shirvata. Yes.
Yeah, that's one.
It actually deals with everything.
That's one.
That's one.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, shavakas, it deals with samsara.
Yeah. Tandeka also drubza the drubzi. tenze yabo do lena niba la som se ta niba dot tango dot te ba de son ta niba de kare se ne je phi re nibar je bar ke ba la som se je so tra ba tam ja ta ta jo ba je ba ga ba so ta tra ba tam je ba ta ta jo ba je so tra ba do du de du de ke ba du de ke ba ta so su jo ba jum se te ba ta na ba som tambo che so ta tra ba tam ja ja ba de la ni dor te ba ta je bar ke ba ni re te je so ta tra ba tam ja ja ba jun dor te ba ne dor te ba ne je wa mi jin je wa mi nu mi ga wa me ba de te na ta da te se dang he se dang yong rong se je song de nanda waisa chu ji ko de ne lower je chama number ta pa ta pa ni de je waisa chu ji ko de ne tang bo re je wa mi jin tang bo je wa mi jin tang bo je wa me ben tar je wa me la de ne je ba dan je wa ni me be te ni je par do me la par do na ve no ba me ba dan yo wa me ba dan ga wa me ba ni yi de de ne ko re Korem Jetawa Yendo, Takba Setan. Takba Setan, Tenba Setan, Heva Setan, Yunglong, Yunglong Yimse. And the Tajo Magon and the Sandal Law. Yeah, yeah.
The second of these topics is, or the second of the second section within the utterly pure state is De Dun Je Parshepa, the full explanation of the reasons for the unchangingness. There are three sections. Kesuk Dralwe Damcha Dang Tak Ju. The Ju is the description of the Damcha, is the proposition. And the Tak is the reason. So in a logical argument, you have the subject and the predicate, and then you have the reason. And the proposition relates to the subject and the predicate. And then the third part is the tuck, the reason. So the proposition in this case is kiesok dralwe, dralwa. The proposition which is the freedom from birth and so forth. The second section is de dun du, du teche. The explanation of this point in a concise form, du, or in a bridge form, a shortened form. And the third part is taksok su jokpe jutsen tenpa. And this, the first word tak shouldn't have a sa on the end because it's relating to permanency, what we've just been talking about. It should just be tai ratatatagasa tak. And it is the explanation of the reasons which Jokpa literally means to keep, but in this case it means more like to present, or the reasons which demonstrate permanency and so on. Now the first of these sections, which was a section on the proposition and the reasons, there are two more parts, two further divisions. Sesor Dor 10, and this is a brief explanation. Literally it says on each, but it means giving the individual sort of attributes. And the second bit is jar te jepar shepa, the full explanation or the detailed explanation, jar combining these. So instead of giving all the attributes individually, it then puts the way that the attributes relate together. And you'll see this from the bit that follows. Jointly, yes. The Dharmakaya is free from birth and death, affliction and old age, because it is permanent, constant, the state of peace and indestructible. This bit's very easy. Nandak Ursal Chukikudi, the Dharmakaya, or the completely pure radiant light. Dangpur kyevame Ching. Initially, it is unoriginated. At the end, it is without death. And Bardu, in between, it is devoid of no affliction and Dang Jorwa. Gawa. It is devoid of the old age. It doesn't qualify that, actually. It is devoid of affliction and change and old age. And just puts them as a list. De ni gorim jitawa jintu, in the same order. It is because it is tag, permanent, ten, constant, jiwa, the state of peace, and yungdrung, indestructible. And if you want to translate jitawa jintu in another way, you can just put respectively at the end of the sentence. The full explanation, putting all these different things together, factors together. It is not born with a body of a mental nature because it exists permanently. It does not die by an inconceivable death because it is constant. It is not afflicted by the subtle illnesses, the habitual tendencies, because it is a state of peace. It does not age by the forces of unsullied actions, because it is indestructible. And no. We're talking about these four things: Takpa, Tenpa, Jiwa, and Yungdrung, and relating them now to the four things of birth, death, illness, and old age. The first one. No, we haven't even said what the subject is, have we yet? Ningpo Chuki Ku Deni, the Dharmakaya, the essence, the core, the heart. The next word, I don't know whether everybody else has got it as a misprint. It should be Tamal. I've got Talampe Kiewa. Tamalpe Kiewa. Lasokpe. Namyang Mijurwe Tachimurte. We're going to go to the end of this bit, actually. Tukmar yiki rangjinki luki kyang kewa mepe yin. It does not die even by, this is reading backwards directly, it is not born even with a body of a mental nature initially, tukmar, in the first place. And then this expression, tachimu, means needless to say, let alone. Needless to say, it never changes by tamal pi kiewa la sokpa. Needless to say, by a birth of the ordinary kind. Tamal is ordinary. Needless to say, it is not born in the ordinary way, and so forth. And the birth of a mental nature refers to the arhats, so it's superior even to those. And the reason is migyur shing takpechir, because it exists permanently and it is unchanging. The second... I translated it. It is not born with a body of a mental nature because it exists permanently.
And the other thing of birth. And the void of birth.
Does it say that in the root? Or maybe I put it as...
Is permanent and devoid of kill.
No. That's the next one. That's the next one.
So that was with the mental nature
body,
without
birth of
the mental
nature body. Maybe I've made a mistake in the root
text,
I'm not sure.
Jimmy.
Yes, it is. Kime refers to it is not born, it does not have. It is not. Yeah. That's.
No, that doesn't go
with the root.
And the.
He's free from birth?
In the root...
No, it's not born of a body that's of the Yichi Ranshin, therefore it's Tapa.
Yes. All you get in the root text is Yiki Ranshin ki Luki Kieme Takpechir. It is not born with a body of a mental nature because it exists permanently. The second bit is De Jintu, in the same way, Tamar... Sanji Michapar Yong Sugyorwe Chipowa Yikyang Ying Deni Michiwa Niyente. This expanse or this space, it does not die. It does not die even by a death which is of complete change, even by a death of complete change, as is inconceivable, or that is inconceivable, tamar at the end. And this refers to the type of death that the arhats have, is a death of complete change brought about by emotions, apparently. And the reason is milushing takpechir, because it is constant and undeceiving. The third bit, Bartu Marik Pebakcha ki drip drippa tramu Chamoy ne nam ki kyang ne pa me pa ni yente. It is devoid of affliction even by the subtle nay illnesses, and these are the obscurations of habitual tendencies due to marikpa, the habitual tendencies of misperception. Bardu, in the meantime, or in between, and this means between birth and death, because obviously if it has no birth and it has no death, then it's got no period for affliction in the meantime. And when it says the bhakchaki drupa tramoine, this kind of affliction isn't necessarily an illness, a very subtle illness, but it describes it as an illness. It's a metaphor. And the reason is nitsin la sok jiwa nikityer, because it is a state of peace, or because it has pacified nitsin, dualistic clinging, etc. Actually, I'm not sure that is dualistic clinging. I think this is maybe the clinging to samsara.
Do you want me to
I asked whether this Nitsin referred to what we talked about before, that it doesn't adhere to the two extremes of samsara and nirvana, or whether it referred to dualistic clinging. And Rinpoche replied that both of them are the same. If you're beyond samsara and nirvana, then you're also beyond dualistic clinging. So you can translate it. Yes. And if you're beyond dualistic clinging, then you're beyond samsara and nirvana. So you can translate it either way. And the final bit is that kyang mizik pe rangjin yung no, it's right, it's changed the order, it's given the reason first and the thing afterwards. Gawe chu me pani, it is devoid of the characteristics of old age. And then zak pa me pe le ngun par tu che pa nam ki kyang, even of the this is not a very nice bit. Duche pa ngun par duche zak pa me pe le ngun par duche par. How did I put that? It does not age even by the forces, the creative forces of unsullied actions or unsullied actions. And this is referring to the arhats. And I think that it's because their skandhas are created by zakpa mepele. And it doesn't, and I think we'll get Rinpoche to define this word duche, but they don't have the aging even of these kind of skandhas which are brought about by zakpa mepele. But the duche I translated before as cohesive forces, but it's a bit difficult in this context.
How difficult?
Duche pa nam, sana.
Nam ji kyang.
Nam ji kyang. Duche pa nam, did tsik kare kapa du.
Du sabha me be le ngam bar do se pa. Sami je le yo ma re se ma re. Da cho pa nam la sami je le yo re. Chuka la tene sami je le ndo se pa yo ma re.
Tene du che pi.
Du se je te pa. Yo da jin du ba ra ba. Du se se. Zon ba cha. Du ba du pe ke ja.
Du che pa.
Du se pa tene sabha se pa. Ra ba ganga. Re du se.
Duchepa means to bring together, and it refers to bringing together by causes and conditions. Chepa to create and dupa to gather, to bring together. So maybe we can say, even it doesn't have the aging, even of the numb, the bodies which are brought together by unsullied actions, and these are the actions of the arhats. And the nunpar is one of our favorite words, actually or really. And again, probably we don't need to translate it. And the reason is mijik pe rangjin yungdrung ni yin pechir, because it is indestructibility. The nature yungdrung is indestructible, and ni is like the abstract noun. It is indestructibility. Mijik pe rangjin, and after the jik, there shouldn't be a sa, because that means fearless. It is the nature of, again, indestruction. In Mijikpa, is that transitive or intransitive? Mijikpa like that, is that intransitive or transitive?
Could be both, yeah. But it sounds like transitive, yes. Whichever namki is agent.
Tenbula says that it sounds like a transitive word. But in
both? Yes. Either. Either, or together, both.
It doesn't...
You use together both.
It can't be destroyed.
Can't be destroyed. Yeah.
Yes. Because if it's disintegrate...
It can be perished.
Mm-hmm. It does not... It cannot be destroyed or it... But it could be the intransitive form which it doesn't disintegrate or it doesn't perish.
Kiss, you can tell it either by or because of both.
No, chuti.
That chuti.
Chuzo kajareso.
Sonaye je le zonwa, abagni dobai.
That's all. Then it up to it.